Hello and welcome to episode 326. I'm Bat.
Who I'm Amber.
And this is our Week of Geek.
Sorry.
We didn't take a week off this week. Yay.
Yes.
We just had a shitty situation.
Oh, fuck, man.
Speaking of...
Dude.
You had sent a text that said you were finishing watching Shitter Island.
Did I really say that?
I was gonna. Did you mean to say Shitter Island, or is it that you are typing it so often that your phone is just auto-correcting into Shitter Island?
I didn't even realize, so I've just been typing Shitter too much. Yeah, I've been trying to make the crappy puns because it's really helpful, but my fucking God.
Yeah.
We were able to, they've like...
Do they know the problem this time?
Yeah, I'll show you pictures. They have like a hole dug in our, like they cracked the foundation in our bathroom and they dug under the house and they found the pipe and they replaced part of it right now. And now we just have to fight with insurance to get them to cover part of it. It's been fun.
That was the issue we had with our house, because our first house was built in 66 and they laid clay piping.
Yep.
And roots go through clay. And you had the same thing?
It's not clay. It was cast iron for us. The front was clay. It was all cast iron, sorry. But it's old. Old fucking cast iron. It's been in the ground for ages.
And it's wet all the time, so it eventually rusts and deteriorates.
If I can give anything, if you are a prospective home buyer and you're buying an older house, and older is relative because we're in the 2000s now.
We're in 2020.
Yeah, so older is prospective. So if you're buying a house, regardless, pay the fucking money and have them scope your lines, which is like they put like a little camera through your shitter lines and they go up towards the city, where it all goes out and into your house. Pay the fucking money, because if you find anything in there, you can use that towards the house buying stuff or walk away.
Yes.
And if there isn't, you have peace of mind.
Yeah. Yes. It sucks, but it's not the end all be all. Like, you love your house and it's awesome being in a house and all that jazz.
Yeah.
It sucks when this pops up because they're like, it's going to be like $10,000. You're like, oh, cool.
No, I took out a small car loan. Yeah. And then I'm going to go fight with insurance.
Well, I mean, like, ours was like six. But they didn't have to go through the foundation. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's 22,000.
Jesus.
Estimates
Christ.
Right now. And that's not including the stuff they already did before when they actually replaced the front line service line, which is about 9,000. So I'm like, fucking A, dude. Scope your fucking lines.
Wow.
I will preach to the high hell to anybody. Please do that.
That's... Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some happier news.
Yay!
We're going to talk about Shelter Island.
Yay!
So for this week's stream review, it was brought to you by me, and I wanted us to watch Shutter Island on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. It's a movie I've been wanting to watch for a long time.
Same thing.
And it's been on my queues for a long time, and every time I'm going to watch a movie, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling it right now.
Yeah.
And then it'll be gone from my queue, and it'll just... So, finally decided we're going to bite the bullet and watch Shutter Island, which is Leonardo DiCaprio is a U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
Who is sent to an island to investigate the disappearance of a patient there.
Mm-hmm.
And while there, like, starts to uncover more truths to said island, like, why would they send a marshal to find an escaped prisoner,
mm-hmm.
or patient, sorry. Things start to devolve. And at one point, I was talking to the head of life man. I was like, I think I figured this out. He's like, yeah, you probably have. Turns out that Leo is a patient,
mm-hmm.
and is trying to reconcile with all the horrible things that he did when he killed his wife, and his wife had drowned his three children.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of created an alternate life for himself.
Yes, so he could essentially chase himself?
Kinda, yeah. Because one of the girls that he's looking for had drowned her kids,
yes.
and didn't believe that she had done it.
Exactly.
And the person that had set the fire to his house that had killed his wife
was actually his wife.
Somehow on the island. So he was like,
that's his motivation.
That's how he got to the island and things along those lines. I really dug this movie. I really dug this movie. It was well acted, well written. I'm not usually a Scorsese fan.
Yeah.
He's very hit or miss with me. There was some beautiful cinematography to it. It was convoluted, but concise and clear, if that makes sense. Like, the plot's kind of hard to describe without saying what happened. Granted, I know with the spoiler, with the streamings, we spoil stuff, but, like, it would be hard to say what the movie is. It's kind of like Perfection, where it's hard to say what the movie's actually about without giving away the movie when you're trying to tell somebody that's never seen the movie before what the movie's about.
Yeah. I like the movie. I didn't love it, but I really did like it. I will tell you that what I did love about it is, you're right, the cinematography is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, this movie is beautifully shot. It absolutely is, and I absolutely really enjoy. I really, really, really enjoyed that. I do think it's not twisty turny like. I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to relate it to Sixth Sense in a way, that when you watch it again, I think you'll see everything again. Going, yeah. Like, oh shit! This is how this figures into his psychosis. This is how he's dealing with this thing. This is how he's trying to distance himself from that. And I can definitely think that, like, watching it at a second turn would be completely different because until he got to the lighthouse, and he opened the door, and he's and then like the doctor's just sitting there, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, like I mean, I knew it from. The first thing that made me think something was up was literally when they're on the boat going to the island.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Throwing up?
No, not throwing up, but he goes, you know, his wife died in a fire. It was the smoke. That's important. And I was like, I feel that they're laying a seed here.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the randomness of the, like all the water and such...
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, okay, there's a lot going on here, and especially when they put them into the patient clothes, that's where I was like, okay, I've pretty much got this, I believe.
The movie took me more for a direct route for a good long while, which is what its goal was, of just like, okay, they're trying to go against him, they're trying to basically make him into a patient and make him crazy. That's kind of like the first line that they want to go for, and then they're like, they want to make you doubt that. And then at the end, they completely flip it and saying, no, actually, he's been the patient the entire time kind of thing. And it's like, for me, it wasn't, again, I didn't, that didn't necessarily, it wasn't, it maybe occurred to me, but it wasn't my primary thought. Not until, like, at least once I got to the lighthouse, that's when everything was like, oh. And then it just kept on going, bloof.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think that he had three kids.
Yeah.
I thought he only had one, which was the daughter, but yeah, it was, I really liked this movie. I would recommend this if you haven't had a chance to watch it.
I mean, yeah, hopefully you didn't listen to us talk about it, but definitely watch it. I think it's one, if and again, at the bare minimum, the cinematography is gorgeous. The music is really great. Like at the end when it was going through, I didn't like the one with the soundtrack, like the vocals on it, but like that song, that like music, you heard it again in the credits and you're like, oh shit, that really was impactful. I know that song. Mm-hmm. I know that feeling. You're like, oh. So yeah, I would recommend it too.
Awesome. All right. So for this week's streaming review, we're going to go to Hammer.
I want to watch The Mortal Engines, which is the weird city crashing tank epic by Peter Jackson. And God knows this is going to be weird.
I think it's going to be really bad. It's probably going to be about this.
Yeah. So. I wanted to watch it when I first saw it because I'm like, what the fuck? And then every other trailer was continued of like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Peter Jackson is a strange dude. Because if you ever watch any of his other movies before Lord of the Rings and after the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it seems like he hit a spot with Lord of the Rings. And everything else, he's just like, random.
And like, I for Lord of the Rings,
like
I
think Winter's Bone was fucking weird.
Winter's Bone?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Beautiful Bones or something.
I thought it was Winter's Bone, but it was fucking weird.
It was the one with like the girl or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I think for Lord of the Rings is he was shooting three movies at once, which means he could not direct all three. So that's probably why he was
the funny thing is
diluted.
They were directed beautifully.
They were.
I mean, granted, it was a 9-hour TV commercial for New Zealand.
And it fucking worked.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, all they have with these big sweeping shots of everything and going, I was like, this is beautiful.
You fucking Kiwi. God damn it, you made me want it. But yeah, like, this is going to be weird. Probably not good. Not expecting a lot.
All right, so if you have anything you want to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprinkles a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitchers when we don't. Said Stitchers. When we don't skip our stuff because of shitty stuff. Scope your lines.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this week's nerd news. The first thing we're going to talk about is we got a poster, kinda, for Birds of Prey.
Someone mentioned is like, are you getting very Delirium vibes from like Sandman? Because I've seen Delirium and it's all that's like, it's mentalish stuff. I have no fucking clue.
And this looks like a really bad Photoshop job. Really bad. And okay. The movie's coming out in February.
Valentine's Day!
And we've not seen a trailer, really?
I would really like to see a trailer.
They need to do a trailer, and...
Well, I mean, they have a couple months, so...
Yes, but... Wow.
Oh, DC.
Like, and that's the thing, like, they were doing so well with their stuff of, like, apparently Joker's amazing, Shazam was a lot of fun, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman was great, Aquaman was...
It was okay.
Yeah, like, it's not amazing, but it wasn't horrendous, it was fine and fun.
It was, like, it was more cheesy, and, like, you just had to take it as more cheese than, like, super serious.
And, like, what do you... I have no hope for this movie whatsoever.
I don't... It's not that no hope. I just don't have any expectations.
No hope. Oh, well... Okay.
Like, I want to go in this going, like, I don't know the fuck I'm going to get. I'm not really expecting anything. I'm not going to be, like, super excited for it. I'm just going to see it and be like, there you go.
Yes, I'm going to... I mean, I'm not as excited for it as I was for, like, Suicide Squad because I thought...
Suicide Squad had looked really good, too, and like in trailers.
Those Queen trailers were amazing. And Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn is fucking perfect.
I think she plays it damn well. I actually really liked Will Smith as Deadshot, too. I mean, he was more Will Smith as Deadshot than Deadshot.
Right.
But yeah, I'm... Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not... Yeah. So, more DC news... Kind of, mm-hmm. I guess. What is going on with their TV show? Because they're doing a huge... Crisis of Infinity Earths.
And this is the CW ones, not the DC Universe shows, because they're not related in any way.
Well, we don't have any DC Universe shows yet.
Yeah, we do. You have, like, Doom Patrol, you have Teen Titans...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was like.
I forgot Teen Titans was out.
Yeah, those exist. I have not watched them.
No, I've not exist. Even... No, you're right. I forgot about those.
But this is all the CW ones.
This is the CW one. And now we have Erica Durance coming back as Lois Lane. And Tom Welling coming back as the Red Blue Burr.
Yeah, Red Blue Burr. It sounds so hard to say.
I wonder if they'll actually finally put him in the suit. Do you think they would put him in a suit?
Because all I've seen is, like, images, but I don't know. Like, they all look like older images of him with the black, you know, coat.
Yeah, and the red S or whatever.
And I was like, just put him in the suit, man. And then Kevin Conroy is Batman?
Yep.
The fuck, dude? Like, I mean, like, I love it because I'm just like, God damn it, I really want to watch the shit out of this. And I don't know
what they're doing.
No, well, that's... That's the thing. Oh, so, like, I used to be... You never really watched Flash or Arrow or anything like that much, right?
No, I've not seen any of them.
So I got into Arrow when I was sick, and I burned through episodes. I got through, like, 2-3 seasons over a week, because I was just feeling like shit, and I didn't go anywhere. And then, like, my favorite reason, and my only reason really to watch through is I wanted to get to the point where they introduced Flash. And they didn't really introduce Flash, they introduced Barry Allen, but it was so popular that it introduced him, and then they spin off Flash.
Right.
And the best things for a while is you had these two shows going on, and the best things is when they crossed over. Because you're like, oh shit, synergy kind of things, right. It was fun. And then they started adding more people, like they did start doing DC Legends, like, what is it? Oh my god, not DC Legends, DC... Whatever the fuck. Fuck, I can't remember the one where it's about God, like Captain Cold and shit like that.
Yeah, I can't think of what they're called.
But right they now. Did that one. And that also had crossovers. And then they had Supergirl,
Legends which is Tomorrow.
CBS. Legends Tomorrow, thank you. Then they had, like, Supergirl, which was over CBS. And then eventually they brought that in.
But they,
and they crossed it over.
But they did a crossover when she was on CBS.
Exactly.
Which was, like...
huge.
I mean, not huge, but
for it, this, it was.
The fact that you had two competing networks do something like that...
yeah.
...was very interesting.
And then you have, like, they're doing all their other weird shit. Like, they're doing, like, Black Lightning and a bunch of other stuff like that. And they just keep crossing shit over. And I'm fucking excited. I'll watch, even if I just watch the crossover.
But, like, what are they doing?
I don't know. I have not watched any of the shows for at least 2 years.
Yeah, so and it's like, hard to tell what they've got going up on their sleeve. And
yeah, and Flash was, like, that was my thing. I loved Flash, but I haven't watched it in forever, so. I don't know, but I love hearing this news because it sounds fun. Like, regardless, it'll be entertaining to at least a bit.
And it seems like they realize kind of what they have,
mm-hmm.
and are like, okay, we're not, like, super popular with these shows, but we're popular enough that our fans
mm-hmm.
are coming to these, so let's cater to those fans right now,
yeah.
which is really nice. I'm interested just because I want to see Tom Welling come back, and I want to see if they actually put him in the suit.
I want them to. Like, they're probably going to tease everyone because they're like, why not? I'm just like, I haven't seen Tom Welling in anything since Smallville.
No, I know he's doing stuff. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's like, I think he was writing or directing or something. Like, he's been doing a whole bunch of stuff, but it just, he was in something. He was in something that I was like, oh, he's in that show. Is it Riverdale? I can't remember.
I haven't watched
Riverdale. But he's in some other show, and I was like, oh, okay, that's where he went to.
It's really funny when you realize that those are like, that's a show. Like, yeah. in, like, Teen Titans and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah. huh.
Yeah, that's a show.
It's too much fucking time.
We are getting another State of Play of this PlayStation streaming
yes.
commercial, essentially.
I like these things, though.
They're fine. This one's actually going to be a bigger one.
Because it's got Last of Us 2, which I'm like...
which rumor is it's going to talk about the release date, which makes sense. And
because it should be only a couple months away.
The also rumor is that it's February 28th. So that means I'm going to take some time off.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a week off to play Last of Us.
Well, it's funny because I didn't even do it for Borderlands. I tried to, but way too late. This time I'll actually plan ahead.
Yeah. I mean, because Borderlands, I don't feel that the story is... like, the story is important, but it's just a first-person shooter.
It's fun.
Where I don't think people will keep their mouths shut with Last of Us.
Yeah.
Of like, oh my God.
People are going to spoil it.
Well, yeah, like, oh, Joel dies in the first 3 minutes, and you're like, oh, cool. I would have liked to have known that going into it, or, you know, Ellie's pregnant the entire time, or what. But, like...
she has superpowers.
She's not, because she's a lesbian, but there's
things... can she get pregnant still?
I mean, I guess she could get pregnant. That's true. But there are things that, like, you know that if somebody got to it, they would spoil it. Where with yeah. Borderlands, you're like, all right.
Well, it's like when I dropped him with, like, Doug yeah. and stuff like that. I'm like, he's like, spoil it. I'm like, nah, it's fine.
It's like, yeah, you'd be like, it'd be nice to see this stuff, but whatever, you know.
I'm really excited about Last of Us 2 because, God, I remember the last big was Spider-Man? Yeah. I mean, Days Gone was it, but I never was yeah. really excited about Days Gone.
Days Gone was big, but it wasn't... it didn't set the world on fire. Spider-Man would probably be the last big one. Yeah. That was last September.
So I'm like, I'm really excited to see...
and Gears 5. Have you played Gears 5?
No, I want to, but I'm like, I have... I was going to sign up for Games Pass.
Right. I thought about it.
But I'm like, well, because I do love Gears. Absolutely fucking love
they're
Gears.
They're
stupid, but they're so much fun.
Oh, no. That was the first time that I got into, like, a first-person shooter for multiplayer.
Yeah.
Of, like, this is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And I just enjoyed it because you just fucking chainsaw bitches.
And then playing co-ops and stuff like that, that was, like, the best thing about the game. He totally lost his pen, by the way. Breaking the, breaking the magic there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, so you're throwing yourself under the chair, so. But, like, I love Gears, and I want to play through it, but I have Borderlands, and I have Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm Final Fantasy VIII.
I just got to, like, the whole Edea thing.
Oh, you're farther than I am.
I'm at, like, level 40.
I
like, it's so much easier to level in this game.
It is, because of the times 3 stuff, like, I was talking to my buddy Cage, who was like, yeah, I don't want to use any sort of cheats the first time playing it through. And I was like,
you don't need to.
I'm like, that's not a cheat, though. All it's doing is putting the game on fast forward. Yeah. That's all it does. And it makes drawing, travel so much faster. It
makes drawing easier.
Like, I was hanging out at I don't know, we're talking Gears and Boot, but I was hanging out at Balam Garden, and, yeah. like, there's, like, five scenes when you enter the garden, and then you go into the main area. You, like, jump to finally get to... like your room, there's like five different scenes you have to go through. And I was like, God, this would take like 3 minutes. And it took like 30 seconds.
Yep. No, I would say like, I don't feel, I haven't used the infinite life or no encounters.
No.
Because those, I'm like, honestly, I feel like those are even, like I use them on Final Fantasy VII, but I don't have the need to use them for Final Fantasy VIII. Like, I don't need them. Like, because I just draw the fuck out of everything, and then that kind of breaks your characters.
It does.
My only sad part is there's a point where you can get to, and you get, like, the final parts to build Squall's weapon, his final weapon, like, early in the game. And I forgot, and I leveled too high, so the creature's too high level, so they didn't provide the item I needed anymore.
Oh.
So I'm like, I have to actually figure that shit out later on. And I'm like, God damn it.
I mean, you could always get that part.
Probably, yeah. They're like, I'm pretty sure. I just, it's fun. Like, I'm excited. But, like, that's the reason why I haven't gone back to, or I haven't tried Gears, because I want to play the shit out of Gears.
I do. I would like to, I would like to Brochella some Gears.
I would too.
But we don't have enough people that have,
you only need
Xboxes? It's a four, isn't it?
I mean, you can do, I think it might be four. Like, the ones before have been like two, I think you could do minimum, and you'd be fine.
Yeah, but
I kind of want to mainline through Gears again, honestly, though.
I've thought about that, too, because I think you can get the trilogy for, like, 20 or 30 bucks.
I have them.
And does it come with Ascension or no?
I don't know if it... Not Ascension, Judgment.
Yeah, whatever.
I know that when you buy... Yeah. I think when you buy... Or when I bought my system and I bought Gears of War 4, it came with all of them. Like, as download codes. So I have all of those as download codes, but I haven't gone through them in a long time. Want to. But yeah.
Alright. I like how we started talking about State of Play and ended up with talking.
I am excited, though. I'm curious to see what else they play, because I will take time off.
That's what I'm thinking, and especially since it'll be right around my birthday, it'll be interesting. We're going to talk...
What'd you do? I played, I masturbated, and ate lots of, like, you know, wings and drank a lot of beer.
Oh, wings.
Cried lots of tears. Are those happy tissues or sad tissues? A little bit of both.
So the raid of Area 51 happened.
I forgot this was even happening.
I mean, did it happen, though?
Was there a few people that actually
showed up? There were maybe a couple hundred that showed up to the raid of Area 51. And then they just hung out and had, like, a party outside of Area 51. But it goes to show that how many people do things for attention and don't actually follow up on their word. Because there were millions of people that were registered for this thing.
Yeah.
And none of them showed up, you fucking worthless bastards.
Can you imagine if a million people did show up, though?
That would have been awesome. That
would have been amazing. And, like, it still would have just been a party, but they would have been so fucking
But you
nervous.
Know how cool that would have been?
Yeah.
To be, like, you had people that wanted to be there, and so you have better... a better vibe.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that would be kind of cool, but yeah, nobody really showed up. Nobody raided Area 51, luckily. But a bunch of bitches go back on their word. I want to call out everybody that said they were going to it and be like, where were you? You said you were going to this. You didn't go to this. You fucking lying bitch.
It just makes me think about the Call of Duty thing where everyone's like, said, we're boycotting Call of Duty. And then, like, it was that same group and they screenshot it because it was like a Steam community page or something like that. And, like, the day of it launch, all of those games are playing, all of them are playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course you bitches.
Yeah. You're just doing stuff for attention. That really angers me that a lot of people will do something for attention and it'll change how some things happen with release dates or stuff in game and stuff. And it's like
it's easier to express.
You're bowing to anger, the wills of a madman, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, and the problem is that they have no. They don't really have a lot of follow through.
No.
If any.
And now we're going to talk about the big game that came out that we both. Have been playing.
I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah. Borderlands 3 finally came out.
It did.
After 7 years of incubation.
It did.
And it feels like it's rushed.
Oh.
I want to love this game. Mm-hmm. This game has prevented me from loving it. So I really like this game. Like, the shooting feels so much better than mm-hmm. it did in Borderlands 2. Like, I feel like if I have somebody in my sights and I fire at them, the bullet actually hits them.
Yeah.
It's really weird. The guns feel like they have weight to them.
Yeah.
Which sounds fucking stupid in a digital landscape.
No, but it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
It feels good, though.
They all feel different. Sorry, I had to take a drink.
Sorry, I had to yawn.
The enemies are unique. There are a bunch of different enemies.
Yeah.
So far that I've encountered.
And I've just killed bandits. So many female bandits, too.
Yeah, well, I was like, hey!
Boom!
But where I say that it feels rushed, the UI is fucking gross. I don't know who designed this UI, especially the map. It's because if you go into the map,
yes,
you can scroll around. Oh, that was a beautiful catch. You can scroll around, but if you like hit the button wrong, it'll zoom you over to one of the fast travel stations that you didn't want to go to. So you have to zoom back out and like scroll your map around.
See, that wasn't my bug with that. My problem is that it doesn't, when you're going, it's not intuitive. I do agree with you on the map, especially that when I'm looking for classes, I like the fact that I can just scroll through my quests without being in the map. Well, that's nice.
Yes.
But when I'm in the map,
my quests
aren't
though.
There.
My problem with that is
it doesn't zoom
you used to
it.
Be able to just switch to whatever weapon you wanted instantly because you used the D-pad. So you could just push one of the four directions and it would go to one of your four weapons. Well, now you have to hit triangle, so you have to cycle through your weapons.
Oh, see, I haven't even got to that point because I'm still on two weapons. Like, I'm, like, bare bones, yeah. So I didn't even think about that shit.
Yeah, and so, like, I really like that you can just cycle your quests by hitting left and right, but now you can't cycle your weapons. And I'm like, it feels like they did a whole lot of quality of life improvements, and they're awesome. But then they did things that I'm like, why? This sucks, man. Why would you do this? Like, if you wanted to have the ability to, and I know this is going to sound, people aren't going to like this, but if you wanted the ability to just change quests, you could have done a swipe thing on the touchpad.
Yeah. It wouldn't have worked for Xbox. It would have worked for PlayStation.
Yeah.
But I totally fucking agree with you. I would have loved that.
I didn't think of that. Okay, so they couldn't do that because you have to build basically the same thing.
You could have also done like some like whole, there's some ways you could have figured it out. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. But I see that I didn't even think about it because I haven't gotten to experience that yet.
It's
but that
laggy
will annoy
as
this shit.
Fuck.
Whenever you go to your pause menu, it lags the fuck out.
Which you don't want in Borderlands because you're constantly you're supposed to be constantly swapping out your guns.
Yep.
I don't swap my shit because I'm like, I don't want to wait 30 seconds for my screen to load.
So it's good to hear because I'm like 4-ish, 5-ish hours in. I haven't spent a lot of time in it, but things just feel like there is definitely quality of life. Like, driving feels better. I kind of like that there's variety. I like that there's just, like, little things to improve and add to it. I like that. I do like, I've only played Moz, but I really like the idea of her skill trees is just building up her mech. I like these things you're doing.
I do like that. The different skill trees.
I want to experience and try a different one with people. Like, but I like that, and I love how you're right, the shooting feels great. I love the slide mechanics. I like everything just in general feels nice. But that map shit bugs me. Like, I don't like it that whenever I try to go in to look for a quest, it should pop me to where I should be going. But it pops me where I am, then I have to zoom out, move over, find it, and then go back to it.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it just bring me directly to the damn quest?
Well, especially because you can scroll, you can look at your quests on, you can go to the map and look at your quests, so why not just click it and be like, okay, you need to go to here.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make sense to me.
No, there's a lot that they did that I'm like, this is perfect. And a lot that they did, I'm like, why would you do this?
But I also feel like they can fix some of those things.
Yeah.
Like, UI stuff, I think, can be fixed. I think performance definitely can be fixed.
Right, but they built this for 7 years.
Exactly.
Like, why is it so fucking laggy to go into your inventory? What the fuck? What is going on in the back end that makes the inventory? But it's just the inventory.
Which is the weirdest thing, because it's a looter shooter. Oh, for me, no, it happens also on the whenever I do my skill tree.
But that's inventory. So that's the options screen.
Or
the
pause screen. So, I thought you were talking about just your, like...
Not just... Stuff. So anytime you hit the start button or options or whatever...
Which is, like, why is that causing such...
Why is this... And, like, last night I was playing with, you know, the Hetero Life Mate, and it was so laggy, but only when we were... or at least for me, only when I was opening boxes. There was really? No lag for any... Like, we were fighting waves of enemies. I didn't have any lag. But when I would go up to open a chest... I would have to, because like in my game, I'll just like run by and hit square and open everything up, and then which I really like it that you don't have to pick the stuff up anymore.
Thank fucking God.
Immediately pick it up. But I would do that in his game and it wouldn't do it. So I'd have to go back and like stand in front of it and stop and open each chest. And I was like, what did...
See, something else I really wish they would do, since it is a looter shooter thing, I wish there's a way when you're picking up guns that it had an option, one of the buttons that you could hold or something like that, to mark it, like, to pick it up and mark it as junk.
Oh.
That would be fucking amazing. So that, like, for me, I am a hoarder, definitely. But I hate the idea that I have to then go back and mark it for junk and then sell it. But if I can just pick it up and mark for junk, because Division does it.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And I'm like, if you could just make that, that'd be fun. That would be a simple thing. But I know there's a lot of improvements. You want to know one of my biggest bitch fest right now is? They post golden keys, and they're valid for, like, 12 or 24 hours, and I'm like, dude.
They did that with the first time Borderlands 2 was out.
I forget about it, I guess, because I've been so used to having...
I hate that, and it would take... After a while, they'd be like, these 5 keys are good for a week or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, do that. Yeah. That is better. I like that better.
Yeah,
you'll get more traffic, and you'll make me less pissed, because I've not gotten a single one of them, because I've always missed them. Because, like, Twitter's the way I get it, and for some reason, those Twitter ones always pop up pretty much a day later.
Yeah, Twitter's algorithm is really weird. I didn't even see one, and I went into Gearbox, and so I was like, oh, here's one that I missed. And I tried to put it in, and it expired. And I was like, yeah, but that's fine. But, like, yeah.
How do you feel about the story and the characters and everything in the world?
The Calypso twins are, I mean, they're not Handsome Jack.
Yeah.
But... They're kind of... They're annoying, but they're supposed to be annoying. Mm-hmm. A lot of the characters that have come back, I'm excited that they're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give you too much. I don't want to give too much of the game away. I like the villain. The villains are fine. Mm-hmm. They're there. I have no connection to them. Mm-hmm. Like, Jack... Basically, the second you get off the fucking train, he's already talking shit to you and ingratiating yourself into him. You're like,
and this one, he's not doing it.
No, it takes a while to find out who the twins are, even, and who the main villains are. And you're like, oh, okay.
Can I ask you another silly question?
Of course.
Because I'm curious about this as well. How do you get the special skins and stuff that you're supposed to get? Well, because I put the code in and I haven't gotten any of those.
So you have to go into your options menu.
Yeah.
Go to social.
Yeah.
And on the far right, there's a mailbox.
Oh my fucking God, you're kidding me.
That's also... So, and you'll have things of like... if you use a gun a lot, the manufacturers will send you gifts, and you have to go into that.
Oh.
So it's really weird that... Because like on your ship, the Sanctuary, there's a thing for, like, lost loot or whatever, that if you kill an enemy and the gun flies off the screen and you can't get it, you don't lose that gun anymore. It goes to this lost... Like, why don't they go into that screen?
Yeah.
There are... When you first start playing, you'll see that you are hitting all these challenges, and you're like, where the fuck do I find these challenges? And you have to, like, zoom out all the way to the universe to find the challenges. And then there are post-game challenges that shouldn't even be there. They're on your main screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this here?
The thing about, like, what it, like, I assume is, like, the badass rank.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. But I'm like, why even show me that?
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Don't
like,
let me know that this exists.
Yeah, like, have that be invisible, and then, like...
Yeah, it'd be like, congratulations.
You've unlocked badass mode.
Yeah.
And you're like... Because now I just look at it as something that I can't. It's almost like if...
I don't look at it because the fucking UI is horrendous.
Well, obviously, you try to go in there and start freaking out and screaming and going,
ah! Yeah.
I do like the how I do like the social features of being able to see your friends playing and getting their achievements and stuff like
that. I love that.
That is something that I want to see more
games. And I know you can turn it off, because, I mean, it pops up all the time, and you can turn it off if you don't want to see that. I love seeing it. I'm like, oh, cool, you did this, and oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I like it, because, one, it makes the game feel more alive, even if I'm not playing with people. And I love that idea. But yeah. It also reminds me, like, oh, shit, Doug was playing, and I was like, hey, you want to play together? And I like that as a subtle reminder. Like, it was a subtle, not so subtle reminder. But overall, again, I like the game. I just...
Yes.
I think for me, is like I told
it's
you...
It's better than one in pre-sequel.
Yeah, and I never got far in pre-sequel.
No, one I didn't
is,
either. I didn't...
One is a great proof of concept.
I didn't like pre-sequel at all.
I got bored of it, so I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
I love 2. 2 yes. was a special thing, and I feel like... I wish the characters, the villains, were more there for me, like, as something like I could care about, and as of right now I'm like, nah. Oh well,
but I like it. I want to love it, but the game doesn't want me to love it.
Yeah, I want them to fix their shit.
Yeah, which, and I mean I said this last night, I was playing with Harold, like, it feels like it took them 7 years to rush a game, and that's kind of what it feels like.
It's appropriate. It's really sadly appropriate. Mm.
But I do like it. I do. Yeah. I will recommend it, especially if you like Borderlands stuff. But I wish that they'd fixed the things that need to be fixed. Like, did they go through playtesting and nobody was like, hey.
The UI is rough. And, like, it's not saying the UI is necessarily
ugly. It's not ugly. Broken.
No, well, it's not to say it's not necessarily ugly. It's just that it doesn't function well.
Yeah.
Like, it chugs under its own weight. And I'm like, I'm doing, like you mentioned, I'm doing so much crazy shit. And this is what you chug on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just had a battle with a fucking huge mech that was shooting out, like, I'm trying not to give away too much, but it's shooting out these, like, drone things that were also attacking me. And everybody's fucking firing missiles and shit. And I have, so I have my mech.
Yeah.
And then after I have my mech, I have the, I love the tracer bullets.
Oh, your grenades?
You shoot a grenade.
Yeah.
And then it marks everybody in the area, and you can fire your bullets, and they zoom where... I fucking love that thing.
Oh.
All of this is going on. No problems. I pick up a fucking... I think I picked up a shield or a grenade, and then I had to wait for like 30 seconds while the game is like, oh yeah, you want me to go into your inventory screen. But look what I can do when you're fighting. And I'm like, it's fine, sure. Yeah. But I do recommend it. I do still like the game.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I had fun with it. I just need to go force myself to go back and play it, because for some reason it's so easy to go back and play Final Fantasy VIII instead.
Yeah. I want to get through this so I can go back to playing Final Fantasy VIII.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. And it's a great nostalgia trip. Like,
and it's one of those things of quality of life.
Yeah. And I realize how little of the game I might have understood. Like, things are making more sense to me now than they did back then.
Well, one thing you can do is you can get to the story.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, PlayStation 1 role-playing games were these big, massive games, but it took forever to get to anything. And now you can, with these updates that they did to the Final Fantasy games, you can zip through it. Like, I really want them to do it to Tactics, too. And
oh, fuck, I know. I actually really want them to do that also with some more classic games. Like, I really want to play through Chrono Trigger. But I want them to do some quality of life things so that I can make it a more approachable.
Right.
Same thing with 6. I want to go back and play 6 again. But do quality of life improvements like this, then I'll be fucking happy with that.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was also brought to you by me. And yes. I wanted to know, this is
dark.
Yeah, I want to know, what is your biggest fear? And we got an answer from the hetero life mate who said becoming one of his parents.
Mm.
And like, that's rough. That was and rough. Deep. And you don't want that to happen. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I completely get it, because I have the issue, you know, with my kid of growing up in an abusive house. When it comes to discipline, mm-hmm. I don't want her to, like, you deal with abuse.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm not as strict as I probably could be sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, anytime if you know, Sarah has to yell at her for something, I'm like, like, it instantly, I'm like, ah, are you okay? And it's not even, like, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's, you know, but, like, I get that, and that sucks.
See, my thought is it's not even that. Like, I didn't have
like, yeah,
that.
You grew up in a... But you grew up in a loving home.
I did.
What's that like?
But at the same time, I see stuff with my parents are now, and I'm like, I don't want to repeat mistakes, or I don't want to repeat these kind of things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whenever I mean,
you're
going to
make mistakes. You're going to have your own.
Yeah, but
you're like, I'm not going to do these, but so I'm like, do your own.
My dad not doing certain things because he just kind of shuts down, especially later in life. And like, I had that with something recent. I looked at Jackie and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, I got so upset because I did what, like, I was being critical of my parents. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I get that. I do. But...
Yeah, that's rough. What about you, buddy?
Being alone or being forgotten...
God damn it.
It's like the idea that I always have that fear of... Yeah. People are just there for a reason, and that reason will dry up and go away, and then everyone will be gone, and it'll just be me. And I'm like, that's fucking terrifying.
That is... Also, my biggest fear is I have huge abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
Huge abandonment issues, and the fact of being alone. Like, I mean, Sarah and I have been together for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and probably two or three times a week, I'm like, are you going somewhere? Like,
aww.
And she's like, would you shut the fuck up? I'm not going anywhere. But I'm like, one day I just expect you to just leave, because everybody just leaves at some point, and I don't want that to happen. Like, oh... That being alone thing, fucking...
Mm-hmm. That's why whenever there's, like, movies where it's, like, a person isolated, I'm like, gets me hard.
Yeah.
In a bad way. Not gets me hard like that. Gets hey. Me, like, hits me hard.
Yeah, he's all by himself.
Masturbate all day, every day.
Man, you know how, fuck, you know how boring that would get?
So boring.
Like, to be horny and be by yourself for, like, ever, and you're like... There, I guess I'm gonna do this.
There is a I think it's a not the Outer Limits episode about a guy who's like one of the last men on Earth, and he has an AI, and he lives in a artificial reality thing, and he basically just, you know, has sex all the time with, like, you know, random constructs, but he's basically a fucking machine. And it's really a trippy one, because I remember watching it and I'm like, oh, that's awesome, but the end happens where he ends up wanting to make it with the AI, like the moderator of the world, essentially. And everyone's like, that's a bad idea. Like, all of his other AI, like, you shouldn't do that. And he does, and then it basically, like, you know, screws over, everything goes terrible, and then they just ignore him, and he doesn't exist, but he lives in the world still. But all the AI people just work around him. It is fucked.
So he's alone in the world and alone in the virtual world.
Yep.
But
he has to sit there and stay, because the other option is he just sits and sees nothing. That's fucking terrifying, that's right?
So, that's brutal.
That episode messed me up. I was like, whoa.
All right. So you're
much lighter question.
You get the pod question this week.
Mine is a much lighter question. I just want to know, because I've been watching kind of a lot of older sitcoms. I want to know, what is your favorite pre-2000 sitcom?
That's easy.
Yeah, you're wrong. I don't know that. I'm pretty sure I know what yours is.
You're fucking wrong. Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure, yeah, pre-2000 sitcom, what is your favorite one?
Interesting. Okay. Send us your answer at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Ken Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us on the Stitchers, on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes every Monday morning, and, you know, share us with some friends.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about sharing with friends.
Exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 326 of Sprinkins and Geek. So we're Sprinkins and Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.